Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I'm excited to share this with you. Again, his name is Dr. Fred Johnson. He is a doctor of ministry with post-grad work and postdoctorate work in leadership development, and he's become all the rage in the NFL. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I started out by asking Dr. Fred, how did you get involved in football?
So I was on a plane coming back from Indianapolis, was surrounded by the Green Bay Packers scouting team, didn't realize it, ended up having a conversation with a young man who saw me writing a book. He asked if I would be his coach. I told him yes, and it ended up being John Schneider, who is now the general manager and executive vice president of the Seattle Seahawks. That's how it started. It took off from there. I've worked with six teams since then. I worked with John for years. It's an incestuous leg, and once your name gets out there and they hear of your impact, I've got multiple teams right now that are wanting to use my services. It's kind of crazy.
When he said, "Will you be my coach?" what did he mean?
He had come through a very difficult experience with the Washington Redskins owner and had lost his mojo. He was brilliant. And I helped him get his legs back underneath, helped him get his self-confidence and self-belief back, and help him move back to behaviors that had made him very, very successful up to that point. As he says, I helped him regain his career.
How in the world do you go about tackling that type of a project or that type of a challenge, Dr. Fred?
Well, you have to build a deep relationship. You have to create an environment of trust so that people start becoming very real. And I have been given a gift of very high emotional intelligence. I can cut through the BS. I can tell when someone is not being honest or they're skirting an issue, and I can go right after it and get to the brass tacks. John then asked me, could I bring my scouting team to your house? Because I don't want the coaches to know that we're doing this. Way back then, it was a stigma. And
right.
All of the scouting department started coming to my house for 3 hours every week for 6 months. And one of them ended up being the head coach for the Giants. Another one ended up being a general manager for the Oakland Raiders. Another one for the Kansas City Chiefs. John went on to be the one for the Seattle Seahawks. And it just took off from there.
When it comes to your process, where do you start with these men?
I always identify who are the key influential leaders in the coaching staff and who are the key influential leaders in the locker room. And then I'm able to gain their trust, ask them for commitment to help me in leadership to become a positive voice in the locker room or in the coaching staff. I teach these players and coaches how to transfer these conversations to the coaching staff or to the locker room. And so really, I help them develop the skills that become part of the team culture that are no longer dependent upon me. So I build leaders, and those leaders use it in the culture.
We're excited to spend a few minutes with Dr. Fred Johnson, who is the founder of Initiative One. He's an author. He's a speaker. You can find him doing TED Talks and also a couple of books. I can imagine it's a painful process for people at times. Not everyone wants to hear about what they're doing poorly. Most people would prefer to focus on what they're doing well. So at times, do you get resistance or pushback in a culture where there's a lot of alpha males?
That's an awesome question. What I've learned is I have to be available. If I get in their face, it never works. There's typically high distrust in every locker room for lots of reasons. And I have found that if they see me grinding day after day and they begin to see me as part of the team and not some outsider, they begin to ask me questions. They get deeper and deeper and deeper as the season goes on. And quite frankly, what my experience has been is the best leaders on the team are not afraid of feedback. In fact, they crave it and they insist on it.
How would you define a culture that's positive and that can turn into a winning culture?
There's high trust, very low drama, because we teach the players how to deal with issues at a crumb level before it becomes Thanksgiving dinner. We teach them how to create peer-to-peer accountability, which is a problem in every locker room on every team I've ever worked with. And those things, high trust, low drama, deep accountability. Plus, I work with the coaches to begin not to be threatened by asking the players, what do you think? And the players begin to give input. And when they're giving input, the buy-in with the coaches improves and trust goes up. And all of this leads to higher performance on the field. It's not kumbaya. There's not enough time for kumbaya.
How often are you able to work with coaches or general managers or players and be able to implement these principles and this change?
Well, I can tell you with the Dolphins, they have so many great leaders in that locker room. It was player-led. They came to me and said, we're aware of what you do. Will you meet with us? And the coach met with them and said, you have my blessing. And so I started meeting every week for an hour with the leadership council, teaching them how to take the issues that they were sharing with me in a confidential manner and teaching them how to deal with it. And at first there were 7 or 8 players. And later on, by the time the end of the season, they kept on insisting that we don't cancel a meeting. And I was having out of 18 players, I would have 15 or 16 show up every meeting. And the players said it was having an impact on their locker rooms and their relationships with their teammates.
Dr. Fred Johnson is with us here after hours with Amy Lawrence, working in different NFL locker rooms to help develop leaders, some incredible principles that sounds like when you cut through the BS, as you call it, it can infect change pretty quickly. The Dolphins are a team that has gone through a lot of, I don't want to call it drama because that's not fair, but just some challenges, some major adversity. How have you seen them as an organization, without giving away too much of what's happening behind the scenes, try to adapt and implement these principles to weather that adversity?
I obviously have a responsibility to protect the team first, but let me share with you that Mike McDaniel is a rare breed. He is one of the most un-NFL coaches I've ever met. His level of emotional intelligence is off the charts. And the players respect him and love him because he's so real. He doesn't put on airs. He's vulnerable with what has happened in his life. And the players appreciate that he doesn't wear a mask. Mm. And his level of being able to connect with players, and it allows him to have really frank conversations because they trust him so much.
That's not common around the NFL, as you note. In fact, it can be a different type of culture. I know it's changing over the course of the last 15 years or so. And speaking as a woman who has covered sports for 20 plus years, how and where else are you seeing it around the league?
I will tell you, I've worked with the Packers, the Seahawks, the Jaguars, the Bears, the Titans, and the Dolphins.
Wow.
And the ones who have been most successful, I'll give you an example. Pete Carroll is one of the most successful modern leaders that understands how to gain trust with today's player. And it is completely different than it looked in 1960 with Vince Lombardi. Pete kind of paved the way. Tony Dungy was another one that set the standard. What I do is I look for those coaches who really appreciate the relationship aspect and developing high trust that leads to real conversations to solve issues that are in the locker room or that are in the position room. So not every coach is open to it. And before I go into a team, I want to check that coach out and I want to see if he's a top down.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Leader, my way or the highway, or if he's going to be a leader that knows how to gain the player's input, he has to make the ultimate decision and make it very quickly. But players own the decisions of a coach if they got to participate or give input. That's how the NFL has changed.
Well, and you're talking about two championship coaches, especially in Pete Carroll, had come from college, had won there, and a lot of people thought his shtick is what it was called, wouldn't work in the NFL, but he knows how to relate to players, and I do hope that we see him back in the league very quickly. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence and Dr. Fred Johnson. How are you seeing this area open up in the NFL specifically?
Well, it's opening slow. You have to go in with the mindset that you are an outsider. They've had a lot of people in, quote, that are outsiders that didn't make an impact. I literally asked the players, what do you need from me that if I start acting within those boundaries, that it will cause you to give me trust in increments? They will tell me exactly what they need from me, and I tell them what I need from them. So it becomes a two-way relationship right from the beginning. And over time, as they see me being trustworthy, they begin to trust me in little bits until it becomes very, very deep.
You have authored a couple of books in a Rising Tide leadership series, and the first one is entitled, Is Everyone on the Boat? Dr. Fred, how critical is it that everyone in a team is on the boat?
There are always players on every team that are never going to get on the boat because they're narcissists. And you don't worry about them. You worry about getting the most influential players on the boat, and they will in turn get everyone else who's boatable, so to speak, on the boat. And so you don't give your power to the ones who are negative and toxic. And I teach players sideways accountability, player-to-player accountability. I teach them how to build a fence around those toxic players so that their influence gets neutralized and it doesn't spread as a toxin throughout the locker room.
I'm sure you figured out pretty quickly that the bottom line is winning. General managers, coaches, they have very high turnover, a lot of instability, which of course adds to some of the challenges in the culture in the NFL. How do your principles and the training that you offer translate to winning?
Well, I'll give you an example. I was working with the Packers a number of years ago. They had two all-pros in a position room that had benefited from a scheme. They brought in a new coaching staff. There was a young coach who was trying to be my way or the highway. This is our new scheme. And the two all-pros weren't buying it. And it was showing up in training camp. And the young coach came to me. I coached him on how to lead differently. And then I worked with those players on how to become more receptive to change. And that began to change. And one of those all-pro players actually benefited by the new scheme and became one of the all-time great defensive players in the history of the Green Bay Packers. And he credited that scheme that he was fighting initially with prolonging his career. So it does have direct impact. Let's say if you're a quarterback, you're having a problem with your wide receiver and you're not talking about it and you don't trust that wide receiver, you're not going to throw it to that player. And that player is going to get upset. The quarterback's going to have a problem. And they've got to learn how to deal with that issue as adults very quickly, put it on the table, and begin to build trust so that those two players can start working in sync with each other. You never find a great team, Amy, that doesn't have high trust in the locker room.
Ooh, that's good. How similar is this to some of your work in corporate boardrooms? Because you've had business clients like McDonald's and Transamerica and JP Morgan Chase, other Fortune 100 companies. How similar are these challenges?
It is the same because you're dealing with high egos, high competition, people who want to win, and sometimes at the expense of other people. And so every team that I've worked with, they're really not all that different because they're human with human issues and human egos.
What is the crockpot approach? I saw that in some of what I was reading about you.
It's not rah-rah. It's not motivational speaking. Quite frankly, that's not transformational. It takes 3 years to sustainably, permanently change the culture of a team. And that's if the coach or the CEO is locked in. The first year is really trying to gain the trust of those key players. I call it leadership by walking around. And there will be people looking at me going, what's he doing? I mean, what value is he bringing? And I have to deal with that just about every team, but they don't know about all of the behind-the-scenes conversations that the players are now having with me because they've seen me walking around the field day in and day out.
If you're going to be that efficient and have an hour a week with these teams, you have to be able to pinpoint and highlight the issues right away.
There's something else, too, Amy. You better have incredible trust from the head coach. I mean, here I am meeting with the quarterback, the captains of every single room. And because it has to be confidential, the coach has to trust that I am speaking with one voice and I'm not doing anything to undermine what he's trying to do with the team. So it requires a sacred level of trust. And that is why I'm always trying to protect the team first. It's an honor for a coach to give you that kind of audience with his players. Many coaches would not do that in a million years.
How proud are you when you see it start to result in better locker room culture and ultimately more success on the field?
That's why I do what I do. I love making an impact. Where it really excites me is when these players start telling me things that they have not told anybody in their lives. And then I'm able to connect them with other players who have gone through the same thing. It's tremendously rewarding. It's exhausting. It's a culture. It's a grind day after day after day, and it's hard. But it is so rewarding when you break through. As one coach told me, when you break the code.
Are you planning on jumping into any other sports, Dr. Johnson?
I have worked with a college basketball program, worked with University of North Carolina. I've worked with University of Wisconsin. I've also worked with the Pittsburgh Pirates. The irony is I was not a football player. I've never played football. And I tell them that right up front. And they actually appreciate that I'm not trying to be a wannabe. They want you to be you.
It's neat to know that pro sports are more open to it, because again, the culture has been so closed about their fraternity and really not about opening up to other people. And so the fact that you've been able to get in there and show them that there's a different way, it's incredible.
I'll never forget, I asked John Schneider after I'd worked with him. I said, John, would you share me around the league and tell other people? He said, nothing doing. You've helped us to find an edge, and I am not about to share it with anybody.
So is there a conflict, though, at some point? You couldn't be working with all 32 teams, could you, Dr. Fred?
No, you better keep your mouth shut. I have worked with two teams at one time, and neither team ever heard me talk about the other team. If you hear something, you better keep it confidential, or you'll lose trust so much and so fast it's over.
Initiative One founder, Dr. Fred Johnson, author, popular speaker for business clients, Fortune 100 companies, but now it's spreading around the NFL and soon other sports too because of these results. It is so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes and for sharing some of this insight.
It is an honor, Amy. Thank you for such a treat.